buzzing, mate.
It's the last ever episode.
Yes. Finally. I'm going to have my evenings blighted by this responsibility.
Well, you're just going to have to sit and watch your Spanish heist shite.
It is not shite.
From now on.
It is mierda.
It is mierda.
That's
French.
It is not.
Is mierda, is that Spanish for shite?
I believe so, yes.
Hmm. Quite similar, isn't it?
Yes. Hmm. A lot of European languages are.
Yeah. English, isn't it? English is nowhere near. Why do we say...
Nah, it is though.
Why do we say en route? Right, see, this is what I didn't get about the English language,
an
right?
En suite?
Yeah. So, we say en route, which means, if you spelt it en route, O-N, route, that would make sense because you're en route to somewhere.
Yes.
So why do we bother spelling it en route?
I don't know.
That annoys me.
Never really thought about that, to be honest.
That really annoys me.
En route or en route works. Either works.
And why is it en suite? Because to me, a suite is a sofa. The way it's spelled, S-U-I-T-E, is a sofa.
I don't know. I've never...
But en suite means bathroom. But en suite would mean I'm sitting on a couch. I mean,
why have you just pounced this English language or whatever foreign language discussion on me?
Keep it in my head.
Anyway, if anyone's wondering what I'm watching, it's called Money Heist. It's on Netflix. It's Spanish. It has subtitles. It's phenomenal. Get it watched. Anyway, sorry, as you were.
No, it's not for me. Welcome, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all those in between.
Ooh.
This is the final episode of Hit the Wall podcast.
Are you sad?
I'm a little bit sad. Because I've enjoyed doing this with you. You've not enjoyed doing it with me.
But it's not you, it's just... I'm just not a podcaster. I find it weird.
But we've managed it for 28 episodes.
The thing about it is that everybody talks to me about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. So obviously you're having an impact.
I didn't ask for this.
You didn't. But you've done well to go along with my idea.
I don't need to be validated. It's okay.
Okay. Cool. Fuck you then. Welcome, everyone, to the last ever episode of Hit the Wall. My name is Stuart Hogg. That over there is Amy. My co-host. I think I've introduced you as that before on a previous episode.
It.
I've had a couple of glasses of wine and it's went to my head a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the last episode, and what's happened is
you
the reason we set up this whole podcast in the first place,
yes,
is in September 2023 was so that I could motivate myself to run the Edinburgh Marathon on the 26th of May 2024, and guess what? I fucking did it.
You did it.
I did it.
It is done.
It is complete. I have run the marathon.
Well done.
It's you know what? This is Thursday. I ran it on Sunday. It still hasn't quite sunk in, don't you dare.
That's not me he's talking to. He's talking to the rabbit.
I'm talking to the rabbit. Because...
he just likes cuddles
as
now.
As of, I think, the pilot episode of this, the teaser trailer that we've done of this, we were shouting at the rabbit for potentially chewing a wire. And he's almost done it again.
He's not done it. He's not almost done it again.
He was eyeing it up. He's eyeing it up. He's beady eyes.
It's all right, Bailey. Soon there won't be wires lying all over your couch every night.
I ran the marathon, baby.
You did. It was awesome.
It was.
Especially in the conditions in which you had.
Oh, it was horrendous. So I'll sort of go through it. But the time, the official time that I have is 5 hours. Hang on 2 seconds. I'll edit this bit out because I forget how many seconds it is. So the official time was 5 hours, 29 minutes, and 37 seconds. Obviously, it wasn't my target. My target was between 4.5 and 5 hours. But given the fact that I hadn't run for 10 days beforehand, had an injury, and it was pissing it down, mate.
Oh my God, you can say that again.
I think I've done all right.
You were literally, well, everyone obviously was like soaked to the bone at the start before you'd even started running.
Yeah.
It was downpour, so torrential, like sideways rain.
One of the tips that the marathon people gave us was to buy something, buy like a, or bring like a cheap top, or bring like an old top that you're not going to wear again, to the starting line, because they've got a bin just as you get to the start line. There's like a bin you can put your old clothes in.
Just to clarify, it means like a jacket or a jumper, like.
Yeah, just something to keep you warm before you set off. And there's like a bin that you can put your clothes in, and they donate that stuff to a local homeless charity, which I think is a really nice idea. However, they're going to have to wash all those clothes so much, because I had a hoodie on and it was drenched by the time. I thought I would take it off like 15 minutes before the race starts, because it was absolutely sodden, and I thought I would try and like get acclimatized, because I was already wet anyway, so I thought I would just keep, I'd just take it off quite early, and sort of get used to the wetness. But it was so wet.
It was so wet
and miserable. I'm so glad I didn't gel my hair that morning as well. I'm glad I just went in the shower and just left my hair natural, because that would not have been fun, because I had lenses in, so it would have just ran into my eyes.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking about that, like, if it's sun cream, if you'd had to wear sun cream, it might have run into your eyes. But obviously you didn't have to wear sun cream, because...
I didn't have to wear sun cream. Although the sun did make a slight appearance. Yeah. Sort of mid, not quite halfway through, but almost halfway through. But honestly, that rain was horrendous. The rain coming back, so when it was more than halfway, nearly at the finish line, it started to rain again. That was quite nice. Nope. I think I needed that.
Maybe for you. No, for us standing there.
No, for
yous.
No.
Yous. So, to be fair, though, I never actually felt cold. It was only cold a little bit in the morning at the start line, but I didn't feel cold for the whole day, even though it was raining.
Yeah.
So, I think if you're not cold, it's all right.
And yeah.
We had big golf umbrellas in, because everyone had umbrellas, and the spectators, like, you were kind of always sheltered from everyone else's umbrellas as well. So
the whole thing sort of started off. So I'll talk you through. This is might be boring, but I'm going to talk you through it anyway. I'm going to talk you through how the run sort of went and how my sort of thinking went through the sort of run. So we started at 10 o'clock and we were sort of moved. I was in the blue pen, which I think was two or three pens towards the end. So all the professional runners and all the people who are part of running clubs and stuff, they got to go first. They set off first because they were the ones that were going to be beating records and things like that. And then the people you were, when you entered the marathon, you put in your estimated finishing time, and that would determine what pen you were going to be in for the start of the race. Now, I initially put that I was going to finish the race in 3.5 hours. Which, I mean, I ran...
Three and a half? I thought you said 4.5.
No, I initially put 3.5.
All right.
Because, again, it was a... As we mentioned last week, it was a drunken night entry. So I thought,
yes.
If I ran the half marathon in 2 hours, I can run the full marathon in 3.5. Nay bother. So they put me in the blue pen. So basically, you kept sort of moving up. And I started off quite well, because obviously my main worry was, because I hadn't ran in 10 days, that my thigh issue would become apparent quite like right away, and I would maybe struggle right away. Didn't happen for the whole race. Obviously, seen yous just after the start line.
Yes.
And then it was really nice. It was nice and downhill and stuff, and then the rain sort of stopped, and then it got to a point where I was almost halfway through, and I'm in my head, I'm going, I could do this. This is easy. I can do this next year. I could take part in next year's marathon. No bother. Then very quickly got to a point where I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't run this whole way. And it took me until the first fit person that I seen, and I'm not talking about female, the first fit person that I seen, and the first fit man that I seen who slowed down and started walking, and I was like, well, if you're walking, then I'm going to walk.
But
as well.
Did you just mean he looked fit, like physically?
Aye, like physically physique. Fit. Like he looked like physically fit.
Because, like, I probably look physically fit.
Yeah, it's difficult.
I'm absolutely not.
I don't think this sounds disrespectful, but it's harder to tell with women if they're physically fit.
Yeah.
Or not. But I could just tell
you're not as built up, I suppose, like muscly.
Yeah. The guy looked quite muscly, quite athletic. And I was like, well, if you're slowing down and walking, then I'm going to follow you. I'm just going to do the same. So I ended up sort of walking a little bit and then running a little bit and then walking a little bit and then running a little bit. And I got to a point where I was like, right, I'm halfway through. I've done half a marathon. I'm just going to take it kilometre by kilometre. And I'm going to run half a kilometre, then walk the rest. I thought that was quite a good way of conserving energy. But it was one of those things where, if you've ever done like a really, really long race, and especially the Edinburgh Marathon, because it doubles back on itself, you're running outwards, watching people running towards you. The other side, they're almost finished, and you get to a point where it's like, when the fuck am I going to turn round? Because I could see so far in the distance and they were still running in my direction, and I'm like, where's this going to turn round? And when it turned round, I think I got like a second wind. It was so good. The feeling was amazing, and it's the fact that I knew that I was like, I don't know, I had like 10 miles to go at that point. In fact, it was less than 10 miles actually. It was the best feeling.
Yeah, and you said that there was like quite like all the way through the race there was like crowds.
The thing that blew me away mostly about the whole thing was the fact that all these tens of thousands of people turned up to run through these people's streets to like block off their local access to like shops and getting to work and things like that. And people were just either sitting in their garden, like, or sitting in their living room windows waving at us going past. They were out at the side of the road giving us sweets, giving us like orange segments. The actual community was amazing.
That's good.
It was so
you know the people that were pissed off about it were not there.
Obviously, aye, they've obviously booked holidays and stuff.
It's not bad. It's the folk that lived in Kinross and went in the park used to be up there that I felt sorry for.
Yeah.
It's like a lovely little quaint little village and then just like tons of literally Scotland's worst people.
Aye. You don't feel bad. You don't feel as bad when it's like quite a sort of bigger town. This is going to sound weird. Wide towns. Like the roads and the pavements are quite wide.
Yeah.
So there's like loads and loads of rooms there. But if it's a place like Kinross, it's quite tight and quite small.
I just remember going through it on the bus at the park and there was like this lovely little bungalow house and I was like, it was right on the corner, and I just thought that is going to be destroyed by somebody pissing in it or chucking beer in it or like, I think the people at Kinross used to get money, did they not?
I think they did.
Used to get, or they either got tickets, they got offered something like tickets, or they got money to like go away or whatever, if that wasn't their scene. But
it was quite good.
Anyway, sorry, that was side but yeah.
No, it's fine. So, massive thank you to the people of Edinburgh, Musselburgh, Port Seton, Preston Pans, Longniddry.
Yeah.
All those places.
I don't know if Kickensie and Port Seton are the same thing, but
I think they are.
They're on the same sign.
So they must be the same place. I probably angered a few people from Kickensie or Port Seton if they're even listening. But
anybody else to thank?
Huh? The organisers, well, I thank the organisers because I finished in a time where I still got a medal.
Yes, it's been a bit of controversy over it all.
Controversial. So the people who finished like 6 hours and after, because there was a time limit. If you didn't finish after 6.5 hours, then I think they just basically reopened the roads. So it was up to you to then Like,
I think you just get picked up on a sweeper bus because they need it to be clear, don't they?
Yeah. So the people who finished over 6 hours didn't get a medal, which is shocking. Unbelievably shocking, the fact that there was... The organisers didn't even take that into consideration. The fact that...
like, they know how many... Somebody made a really valid point. So the people that didn't get medals have been told that they can do a rush order on them and they'll have them by July. So that's like a 4 week, 4 to 5 week time scale.
Yeah.
However, the entries for the marathon closed 5 weeks ago, I believe.
Yeah.
So they knew how many people were running it.
They've had so much time.
So they had their 5 weeks to, if they can turn it around that quickly, could have done it anyway.
And you know what the worst thing was? The worst thing about that was, like, thinking back, as soon as I crossed the finish line, like the second I crossed the finish line, I got a text on my watch from the Edinburgh Marathon people saying, your provisional finishing time is 5 hours, blah, 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 blah. Sign up for next year here, and then it gives you a link. Like, I've just ran 5.5 hours,
aye,
and you're already getting me to sign up to next year.
Aye, before you even got to the medal bit.
Yeah. So imagine getting that text message saying, give us more money, please, to run next year.
Yeah.
And then getting told that you're not getting your... your medal.
Yeah, that's pretty shoddy. Like,
I mean, I was quite lucky. I didn't pay that for this from my entry this year because I've done it through charity. And by the way, amazing! We've managed to smash the target for the charity as well. 502. I think we're at 530 now, actually, because we've got a couple of late donations as well. So smashed the £400 target. Thank you so much for everyone who's donated. I can't say thank you enough. But yeah, the people who paid like £70-odd to take part to not
it's
get
not,
a medal.
It's not even that though. They paid that to take part, but some people have come from, like, people come from all over to run it. It's not just like folk along the road.
Aye, like, there's like running clubs and stuff who organise this.
£540 you're at now.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
So yeah, but there was people saying, like, even they've come up from down south, by the time they pay for travel, accommodation, food, you know, the running gear, they're paying over £1,000 for to run it, and they didn't even get a wee bit of metal at the end. It's pretty shoddy.
It is pretty shoddy. It is really bad.
But anyway,
and then
you got your medal, so
I did.
You haven't been. I thought you would have been on absolute cloud nine about it, but you don't seem to have been.
I don't know why that is. I think what happened
is, as long as you're content, I feel like you're maybe
I had my cloud nine moment when I crossed the finish line. I had a wee moment because I seen yous at towards the end of the race. I seen yous, and then there was like a couple of steps, a wee hurdle over a big massive puddle, and then I had like the sort of, how would you describe it? It's like a platform that takes you to the finish line.
Yeah, just like a aye.
Aye, and I sprinted. I had the the chariots of fire in my head, as I was, I just, because I'd not run that fast for the whole race, but I thought, this is the finishing straight I'm going to get, and that's where the photo, I'll put a photo up on Instagram, the one that I purchased, because the guys were taking pictures of us sort of all the way around the course. There's a picture of me just sprinting, and that's me heading towards the finish line. That was the best bit, and then as soon as I crossed the finish line, I got a wee bit emotional. I had my head in my hands, I couldn't quite. That was my moment where I was like, holy fuck, I've done this. And I kind of got over it quite quick because...
You were knackered.
I was knackered. Two, I was really needing a beer. I was looking forward to that beer.
I had it ready for you, didn't I?
Huh?
I had it ready for you.
You did. You were so good.
Everyone was amazing. Like, all the people that we met, that were like the spectators that we met, were so nice. No one was like pushing in the way or like moaning or anything. Like, everyone was just in good spirits.
No.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I would have enjoyed it better if I was getting a suntan.
Yeah.
And not soaked to the bone.
Well, your initial idea was like just waiting, like going to the finish line, waiting there for a few hours, if it was sunny, getting pished, waiting for me to come in.
Yeah,
didn't quite happen the way that
it was. The logistics are silly though, because you've got to go all over the place. You can't, like, be different if it started and ended in the same place. That should be how it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Having to drive to a different town or like somehow get to a different town. Folk were having to get on trains, buses, and nah.
Yeah.
There's too much like complication.
It's well organised, but not well thought out. I don't think. Like they have to rethink that, in my opinion. But very grateful to the people of Edinburgh.
But we're proud because you've done it.
I've done it, and I've not got the medal on me, but
unlike when you went to work today and had it on you.
Yeah, I had to show it off because people at work have been so supportive of me. But did you have fun in the day? You got a little bit drenched.
A little bit drenched. Yeah. I actually gave up my jumper so your mum could have it because she got soaked through, and then she got that jumper.
Have you got it back yet?
Yes.
Oh, nice. All dry, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Nice.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It was wet.
I mean, that's really all we can really say about the marathon. It was good. I done it.
Would you do another one?
Not right now.
Not right now.
I would do another one.
Right now. Thank you very much.
I mean, the funny thing to say is no, I would never fucking do it again. But I've got the bug for it. I did run today. I ran to the train station to get to work, which was just over a mile, and it was not fun at all. Today is the first day that my legs have felt proper better after it. So that's what 4 days. And they're quite ready yet. But I think what my goal is from now is I want to be able to run faster. So my aim...
Stronger, better, faster, stronger.
My aim for the end of the year is to work on my 5K pace. Because I was running 5Ks about 35 to 40 minutes. And I want to be able to run a 5K in 25 minutes or less. That's my target.
Okay.
For the end of the year.
Okay.
That's what we're going to be working on. And then maybe do up a couple of park runs. Maybe a half marathon.
Maybe you should do the park runs with take Riley, because she keeps asking to go running with you.
She does, but then 5K is a long way for a...
No, it's not. The kids one. You can get little ones. Like 2K. 2K kids park runs.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time?
I don't know. I just seen it.
I didn't know this.
I don't run. I sit on the couch. Meat donuts, we've discussed this.
So yeah, that's the marathon. But as I've mentioned already, this is the final episode of Hit the Wall. And I just want to see if you have any special memories of the recording the podcast. What was your favourite moment? I liked when we recorded it in the camper van.
Yes, that was good.
That was quite fun.
Yes, when we were at the shinty. Up at the shinty.
Yes.
Enjoyed that.
That was only sort of on the road one that we'd done, wasn't it? Was it?
I think so. I don't know, it's hard to remember all the things.
The Christmas special.
The Christmas special that no one ever heard was good.
It's still available on the Hit the Wall YouTube page, which is a thing. I mean, none of the episodes from Christmas onwards are on that, but
no, we've not ever done another video recording.
Yeah, no, not doing that again. That was probably the worst thing about the podcast is that Christmas special, because I was so excited to put that up because it was such a good episode.
Yeah,
it was probably the best episode that we've ever done apart from last week's. I think last week's was the second best, and we were drunk. But if you want to check that out, it's on the Hit the Wall YouTube page, and it's like an hour or so long. It's quite good, but you can't really hear us very well because the microphones didn't work.
I remember that when we used to have microphone trouble every single day.
Every single week there was always microphone problems, and I mean, even still, we still have microphone problems sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's almost a half an hour, and we're always sort of keep these episodes to half an hour. So I just want to say before we go, thank you. It's been very nice to sit and chat shit with you every week.
Oh, thanks.
I mean that. It's been nice to
Soppy about it,
it's been nice to to go back to the times when we'd done hospital radio and stuff, and we used to chat shite on a Wednesday night for an hour and a half.
We did.
So it was nice to have you for half an hour.
Oh, you make it sound like I never talk to you otherwise.
Well, aye, you do. But
you just don't listen.
What?
Okay, stop with the soppiness now.
Okay.
I have had a nice time. Thanks.
Don't believe you.
Okay, it's not been my cup of tea, but I have had a good laugh.
Good.
It has been nice.
Good. Will you do it again?
No, because the last time you said this shit, the last time you said, will you do podcasts with me on occasion? I was like, yeah, on occasion. Every single week I'm getting microphones chucked in my face. So, No, the answer is no, if it's going to end up the same.
Okay.
However, I will do my biscuit podcast with you that I came up with.
The biscuit podcast. All right, so...
Well, no, I didn't say a podcast. I said...
Yeah, you said... That's what you said?
No. I said, I think every week we should get a biscuit, a new biscuit, or a new sweetie. Because yesterday we had M&Ms that were called...
Mudslide... Was it
mocha?
Mocha mudslide?
Or mud pie mocha or something like that? Mud
pie mocha, yeah, something like
they
that.
They were like coffee, brownie type M&Ms. They were really, really good.
I said
we should every week we should get something new like that we've not tried, and then we could try it together and review it, and then you went, we can make it into a podcast. And then I said, calm your jets, son.
So you're thinking like a YouTube channel or something?
No. Goodbye. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Are you just thinking of like just sitting as a couple without cameras or microphones and just eating sweets and stuff?
Yes.
All right, that sounds great. Sounds quite nice. I want to say also a massive thank you to everyone who's listened to the podcast, to the 1,700 downloads that we've had.
Oh, really? That many?
1,800, maybe.
I think we're going to say 17 people.
17
probably
people.
Is that.
Well, I mean, it's averages about 20-odd people a week that download the episodes. So thanks to all you people. But you never know, it might go further than that. That's just people who download the episode.
There has been a few avid listeners.
There have
Claire.
Been.
Claire,
who didn't want to be named, I think, because she's hid her name from like...
Yeah, but we can just say Claire.
Yeah,
Claire could be anybody. Claire.
I think...
The bear.
Our avid listener...
Claire Schmier.
Can we name our avid listener who we think it was that sent us the doorstop?
Callum. Yeah, that was excellent.
That was one of the high points of the podcast. Yes. Somebody sent us a doorstop because we mentioned that the fifth anniversary or something was wood.
Something like that. We had I think Martin likes a listen now and again. Michael likes a listen now and again.
Fuck you, Michael. Hashtag
or he
callback.
Did. He did like a listen until you started abusing him every week, and that was that.
Yeah, it's been an adventure.
Yes.
And we will leave you with, you've already said it, but you can say it again if you want to.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Thanks for listening to Hit the Wall. We love you all. Good night. Stop.
Stop it.